What did you guys think of meeting your cousin Olivia?
Oh, she was very cute, but it made me realize, like, just how much energy you need to entertain a three-year-old.
So we were with her for 4 hours.
Yeah, and I was exhausted.
It was exhausting. Did you not find it exhausting, Sam? I guess you didn't play as much with her down on the floor.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
I thought it was super adorable.
I wasn't
when
in the trenches.
That's what it's like entertaining a three-year-old. It's like trench warfare. Actually, that's not true.
That's not true?
No.
No?
You've been on it for...
I've been on this exact same amount of time, Sam?
No. You've been on it once for when we interviewed you, mm-hmm. once for the Faubert Family Feud, mm-hmm. and Sam's been on it...
Once with the Dunruns?
Yeah, but that didn't air yet.
I'm saying I've been down here twice.
Oh, so because I was doing it remotely...
Oh my gosh, this is so typical. Site. We're arguing about something so ridiculous.
Mark, this is never not talking like it. Never
not talking. No, we're never.
I think
it's
mine
the
needs
never.
To be turned up, or my headphones need to be turned up.
Okay.
Why is Mark's? You guys all get over ears, and I have to do on ears. That's diabolical.
I own these personal headphones.
Oh my god, you guys are actually diabolical.
Just own headphones.
Just live here.
I don't live here.
Yeah, but, yeah,
just
sure.
I leave them behind.
That's what you think.
Okay, you two goofballs.
I'm a goofy goober. Rah! Dun, dun,
dun. You are a goofy goober.
Put your phone away. Say, wait. Did you come in through the garage, Matei?
Yeah.
If I tell you to go let Patrick in, can you do that?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh my god, Patrick wants to listen.
Did he come in through the garage?
Probably. Evan might come too, but I don't know.
Oh my god. No, I wallpapered it.
I haven't seen him either.
I used to go to the gym with him like every day, and then he had like...
He's really busy.
And a girlfriend.
Now it's animal impressions?
Yes.
Are you adding
school and
animal impressions to your circus skills?
Fix up life, yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god, that sounded so weird through the mic.
If I put my hand in the air, it means I want instant and immediate quiet.
Yes,
but how will the audience be able to see? They won't be able to pay attention to you because they won't see.
They don't need...
Not for the audience, it's for you two
like
goofy goobers.
They don't need to be quiet.
No, but how will they hear her? How will they see her to be quiet?
What are you doing over there?
ASMR.
Exactly.
Is it good? Am I good like this?
Talk a little bit more, Sam.
TikTok. The party don't stop till I walk in.
Can you bring the mic closer to you, or is it close as it's gonna go?
It's kinda as close as it's gonna go. I'd have to.
I do that sometimes. I get super pissed.
I have to bend over the whole time.
Hannah gets so mad sometimes. I do that. I like lay down and I go.
Mark, do you ever go like Tayson Day? Do you ever go like Tayson Day on the mic? You'll be talking.
Chocolate rain.
Some stay dry while others feel the pain.
You gotta go deeper.
Some stay dry while others feel the pain.
I'm gonna get a whistle.
How do you do those?
Chocolate rain.
Welcome to the net.
Oh, we're actually starting.
Yeah. So one of the most interesting things I find about observing you two is that I'm an only child, so I get to see all this sibling interaction every day in a much more detailed way than what I got to experience as a kid, right?
Yeah, this is true. I don't know what you want from that.
I might be a little fucked up.
Yeah, is that from the sibling thing?
No, I took a lot of cannabis because I had a migraine today.
Oh, I'll tell you, siblings will fuck you up.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about... Okay, let's change the tone. why don't you each talk a little bit about what you like about the other person?
Off the dome? Okay, well, all right, well, I'll say a fresh one.
Okay.
This is, I guess, assuming that the last podcast is up and some of this makes it in. But I guess how I guess Riley was mostly talking about it, but Alec agreed with it, how they describe Mark's sense of humor.
Oh, yes.
I think, though I'm not same as Alec, I'd say I still get it to, and I get it to a pretty high degree compared to others, and I really appreciate it.
Oh,
wait, nice. How do you know that? Did you listen to the podcast?
Yeah, I was listening to some recording. Okay. By the way, I'm seething.
Yeah, I don't know why. We came up with the idea, just like impromptu, of just like that you'd be listening to it and that you were really mad.
Sam and Murphy for no particular to most reason. Of it.
So yeah. I just kept like perpetuating the idea that like you're like super mad, like listening to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Even though like
I can't lie. Sometimes when it's a really long game joke of when it's a really long game joke of you and it's coming to the very end, it's coming to the some sort of punchline.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Brad Pitt from, was it Seven?
Yeah.
The box at the end. Yes. I feel like Brad Pitt was like Seven at the end, just like knowing what's in the box but not wanting to accept it, but so obvious what's in the box.
I think you both have really amazing sense of humors, but it's interesting how they're both quite different.
Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to say something nice about him?
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering, like, is it my turn yet?
Yes, it is. Are you chomping at the bit? You can't wait to get this out?
No. I was trying to think of something.
Okay, your turn. I'm
stalling.
I think something I like about Sam is I feel like although we're sometimes rivals, I think we work really well together. I have a lot of like good memories, like playing video games with Sam and like from our childhood.
Oh, this, I appreciate that. But this actually reminded me of something that I wanted to bring up that I thought was an interesting bit about our relationship and our history that I've actually not seen this exhibited in any other siblings, is that despite me being the youngest, I was always player one.
Yeah, well, you were much bigger into video games than I was. I for the first, like, vast majority of our childhood, I barely even played as player two. I most of the time just sat there and watched you play video games because I wasn't as interested in playing. I was more interested in just watching.
Yeah. And so I just found it very interesting. It usually manifests the opposite direction. Like when I talk to other pairs of siblings.
Yeah.
Because I guess just usually in general, as you get older, you start manifesting interests like video games. But it worked the opposite direction for us.
Something that's interesting that you wouldn't know about Sam, but our upbringing and our sort of introduction and development in terms of and like the development of our like relationship with video games was very like sort of self-made. We really did a lot of like discovering stuff on our own and working stuff out on our own, and like we didn't really have anyone to introduce us to a lot of these video games and a lot of these things, which is I've been talking a lot with Hannah recently about this, because Hannah, she grew up playing video games, but her dad has been and still is like a big gamer, right? So he, as Hannah like was a really little kid, he, I guess, like raised her basically playing video games. Like Hannah was like a 5-year-old like playing WoW and doing all these like.
Dad used to play some CD-ROM games with you guys.
Well, I was going to say, not only do I agree with him, I want to double down.
It's not to the same level.
Now, I will say that Dad, the PlayStation 1 was his.
He had a PlayStation 2, yes.
No, he had a PlayStation 1.
That was a PlayStation 1?
We got a PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
But what I was going to say is, and that got us a little bit into it, but he also wasn't super, like...
Yeah,
he's not the biggest gamer. He'll find a game and be super into it, but he won't. He's not a gamer.
Yeah,
but I want to double down and say specifically PC gaming that you're very right on.
Yeah,
because what I've seen for almost everyone who I've talked to who've played PC games and more, and the Minecraft kind of throws a wrench into it because Minecraft popularized mm-hmm. it for kids. But other than Minecraft, people who play like shooters on PC, all that, it like Megan, she's a great example because her dad was big on this. They had fathers or mothers too, but they were playing Quake. Mm-hmm. Or they were playing Unreal Tournament.
I've never heard of any of these games.
They're playing very big shooters on their PC only, and then they get their kids involved. But I will say, you know, I think you'll agree that I got us into PC gaming.
Yeah, yeah. And well, I remember. I think you got us deeper into PC gaming. Yeah, I think what really
past Minecraft.
I think what really first started it was Minecraft, and we learned about Minecraft from school from Oliver. I remember Oliver told me, he's like, oh, you got to check out this game called Minecraft that we've been playing.
And then the Roscoe's got it first.
Just because we were at their house earlier.
Dwan came home earlier than our parents.
I remember even before that day, before we even got Minecraft.
We'd watch Paul Soares Jr.
Yeah, Paul Soares Jr., Pyro, his Road to 100 series.
I didn't actually watch Paul Soares Jr., but I was thinking of...
But he is a Minecraft
YouTuber. Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of Pyro, the Scottish.
We watched.
So I think to sum up a little bit of this conversation here, it kind of sounds like...
Why are you trying to sum us up? We're in the middle of a podcast here, man.
Because it's my podcast, Mark.
Well, you want
to... But I want to get into specifically me discover Linus Tech Tips. Because past Minecraft, we got Minecraft through watching you through word of mouth school, watching YouTubers getting it. Mm-hmm. But Minecraft is a great introductory game to PC gaming because it's relatively really easy to run. It was super open and creative for kids to jump in, and it was really blowing up. But now our primary motive of gaming is PC. Yeah, yeah, but my mic's here.
Okay.
Our primary motive of gaming is PC.
Yeah.
And that, I think, really kicked off when I started trying to play other games. I remember, I think back to when I learned about Call of Duty, World at War Zombies, but custom zombies.
Mm-hmm.
I had World at War on the PS3, and I remember thinking, like, where do they get all these maps? Like, what's going on? I learned about mods. I learned that they buy it. You need it on PC to get mods, but the only place I knew to get games was EB Games.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to EB Games to go buy Call of Duty World at War, but unfortunately they didn't have it in stock, but they had Left 4 Dead 2 for PC.
Oh, yeah.
And that preloads Steam on your computer. And that's when I learned, A,
everything's on Steam.
Every game is on the computer. But B, our HP laptops couldn't run anything.
Around then, we also
got ironic.
SimCity on the PC too.
Yeah.
Or maybe I got that and you got Left 4 Dead.
No, we got SimCity, but that was once we got our silver laptops, the second ones. But I had to discover Left 4 Dead first because that's when I learned that things don't run properly and I had to start telling Dad that it makes a difference for gaming.
Yeah.
And then Dad did his first level of research, and years later he got us those silver laptops, which to his credit had a graphics card in them, but it had the worst graphics card on the market at the time.
But we didn't know what we were buying.
Do you remember before we actually even got Minecraft, when we wanted to get Minecraft, but we hadn't asked Mom and Dad? We weren't, because since everything was so new in terms of like PC gaming...
And you know how Dad and I were always super accepting when you came and asked for a monthly subscription to something.
Yeah, because Minecraft famously is a monthly subscription. What I was going to say is before, Sam and I were... I remember, Sam, you might not even remember the details of this, but hopefully you will when I start saying it. We were debating telling Mom and Dad, like asking for it, because we didn't think they would understand the idea of like buying a game online. So we tried to get it for free.
Yeah, Minecraft.
We went on the Minecraft website and then just downloaded it, and it started downloading. We were like, holy shit. And then it downloaded and had like the icon on our PC, and we were like, oh my god, we just got Minecraft for free.
Yeah.
We actually just got Minecraft for free. And then when we launched it, we realized, oh, this is just the launcher. Then you have to enter in your
and then we found minecraft.com.
Minecraft is not what you think it is. Minecraft is a multiplayer. It was like a server.
No, but there was also, I know what you're talking about, Mindcrack. I'm talking about Minecraft.
Oh, it was a real thing?
Yeah, yeah, and it was...
Did we try to crack the game?
Exactly, but I remember we downloaded, it was like a third-party application to crack it.
Did we actually download it?
Yeah, we went this far. We had it on the computer. It was this on the Windows XP computer.
Did we play
the crack version? No, it didn't work. It was like, probably a virus. It's like, definitely. It's like, buy, get free Robux.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, do you want me to name some things that take you down like a nostalgic little slide here? Like, mom won't know what any of this stuff is.
I haven't been able to follow anything you've been talking about.
Remember, I'm just going to name some names. Do you remember Eric Surf 6?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about him recently. Yeah,
I went on his channel. He's still uploading like videos like almost every day.
He's still in Japan. Mostly it's all like food reviews now because he really started doing Eric Mealtime.
Oh yeah,
and he basically just carries that forward. But he was quite talented in early YouTube. I loved his challenges, his magic.
Yeah, I liked all the and it was so cool stuff.
To learn about Japan from a perspective that I could understand. Someone who spoke very clear English as a kid, like I didn't really know much about it.
Do you remember we also used to watch Rich Alvarez?
Yeah, well, okay, but to be fair, you're taking more credit than I am. The biggest.
You were the one who really watched it, but
yeah,
I have a lot of nostalgia from watching.
I was the biggest Stupid Mario Brothers fan.
Yeah, the Stupid Mario Brothers. And Games Are One Desire.
Yeah, that was a good parody.
That one was, I listened to it the other day, and it lives up. It's actually good.
Do you remember they did one for Luigi, and it was You Spin Me Right Round?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that actually leads me to, remember old YouTube's annotations?
Oh, yeah.
And you can do interactive choose your own adventure.
Yeah, choose your own adventures.
You know, choose your own adventure books?
Yes, I loved them.
Well, so early on, and you could probably do it now because there's a new form of annotations, but it's just not really that popular.
There's probably an app for choose your own adventure. The only person who I know
still does it, the way we remember it, but on a bigger scale, is Markiplier does it now.
Oh, yeah. Well, so it was big in YouTube, like early YouTube. What you could do on a video is you can leave an annotation. So it's something that you put at a certain timestamp at a certain position in the video that you could write text in it, and you can assign a hyperlink to it. And then so what people would do is, you know how a choose your own adventure book has when you make a decision turns, you flip one way, but if you do go another way you flip to a different page. Yes. And you keep going. Well, they're basically filling it with all the possible ways that you can go. So if your first time reading it, you won't see every page, but they exist and they're all ways you didn't go.
Just like in the book.
Yeah. So what they would do is they would fill.
Describing the book.
Yeah, exactly. I'm describing the book.
I thought you were talking about the annotations.
Well, I was trying to make you understand the choose your own adventure videos.
Jeez, Mom is not following.
I think there's such a thing as Sam-splaining. I think you're Sam-splaining.
The problem is that Sam's explaining like a simple concept. And you're like not following it at all, but then halfway through you're cutting us off going, I'm not following anything that's going on right now.
I know what choose your own adventure books are. I read tons of them when I was a kid.
I know, but I'm trying
He's
to
giving context.
I'm trying to say, remember how it worked like this? Well, the YouTube videos, what they would do, because I was just getting into it, but you cut me off just before I was tying it to the YouTube video.
Okay.
The YouTube videos, what they would do is they upload a whole playlist of choose your own adventure videos, where in one video it would be playing, it'd be guys going on an adventure, they're doing something, whatever, it could be different, you know, it could be a different topic, but it's a narrative and they're going through, and when it comes to time to make a choice, they put annotations on the screen. Do you go left and they put a left annotation, or do you go right annotation? If you click the annotation, it takes you to a new video. That's what happens if you make that choice.
Oh.
And they made full-on choose your own adventure videos, and so it was really early on. It's very reminiscent to special features on a DVD. They did a very similar thing.
Okay, I'm following you.
Yeah,
are you still on memory lane there, Mark? Or
I just thought I would bring up some stuff, but it's just a short little thing. Some things that I've been remembering lately. If we were really going to go down the memory lane rabbit hole, it would be like a long
Okay. So I have another question. So you both each told each other one thing that you like about the other person.
Mm.
Okay. Overall, how would you compare your sibling relationship compared to other siblings who you knew growing up?
Wait, are we comparing our relationship now to...
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing. Is it now or...
I'm a little confused by the parameters of the question.
Oh, well, okay. So I feel like you guys had a really good friendship, kind of sibling relationship, right up until about the time Mark turned 13. Then we had some rough years, and then it's evened back out. So I guess overall, at the stage you are now, young adulthood,
mm-hmm.
looking back on the history of your sibling relationship and comparing that to other sibling relationships that you observed. What? I mean, you guys don't have a dance routine.
What?
Well, that's usually the benchmarker of sibling relationships.
It comes from the only child.
What's she talking about?
Hey, they routine? Did it on TV.
Exactly.
She's saying we don't have peak sibling relationship because we don't have a dance routine.
We're not the Duggar family.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Oh my God. They don't have a dance routine.
Oh, you don't think they have a dance routine?
I was talking about Monica and Ross from Friends. Ross and Monica.
Well, I think you're too high for this podcast. You gotta let me and Sam do this podcast.
Okay, that'd be great. Why don't you guys lead the podcast?
Well, we've been trying to.
Oh.
What are you doing? What was that?
My ice pack hit.
It's actually your glasses, I think.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I hold a lot of...
Let's talk about that.
I have a lot of preoccupations about how...
I've been watching them a lot recently.
Did you see their After Hours clips? I've never heard them swear in my life.
I have heard them swear before just because I saw them. Like, anytime they're not on, like, the actual show, even if they're on, like, somebody else's podcast, even on their podcast, they'll swear and they'll talk about stuff that... Basically, if they're not on their actual show...
Good Mythical Morning or their main channel.
Yeah, yeah. If they're not on either of those...
That's all I really watch.
They are talking about all sorts of stuff. Did you know that they used to be, like, evangelical Christians?
Yeah, I knew they were really religious.
But then they what's it called?
Converted?
Not converted. They had a word for it.
Excommunicated themselves? Excommunicated usually means you were thrown out.
No, you guys aren't... You're not wrong, necessarily. It's just I'm looking for a very specific
Epiphany?
Word that they had used. But essentially, yeah, they like stopped being religious or whatever.
Apostates?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Murphy.
What do you have on?
Have you never seen this?
Yo, Mate.
No.
Could you get me another bearded?
This is yours, by the way.
Oh, you're... thank you. You
thing in the mic.
How did he make out?
Okay.
He was really burnt.
Yeah, he was. Still don't know what's on your forehead.
It's an ice bag.
Oh. I'd say something on the mic for it.
Okay.
Anything you like.
And maybe, you know, I do remember that then.
And it,
but I thought it was more of a helmet.
That's a different thing.
Okay.
Yeah, same idea, but just different things. Gosh. But it drives me nuts when I wear this in public.
Yeah. Oh. You wear that in public?
You can do it. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You should
I don't understand. Coverage. People give me weird looks, and thing. I don't think it's that complicated. It's an ice bag with a Velcro strap.
Well, what's the thing?
Well, that's my headlamp.
So, Patrick, we've been doing...
No, that's the cap where like you put
for
the ice
a few
in,
minutes.
Okay.
We're probably like half an hour in, and me and Mark are worried that she's too high for this one because
she doesn't know what the hell we're saying.
I had like a whole bunch of questions I wanted to ask. I forgot them all.
And she'll be like,
"Hard time."
I was explaining. I remember I was explaining how Choose Your Own Adventure YouTube videos, how they were similar to Choose Your Own Adventure books, and I was explaining what happens in a Choose Your Own Adventure book. She was like, "Hey, that's like a Choose Your Own Adventure book." I was like, "That's literally what I was saying."
So here's the problem. When I take cannabis for a migraine, I have to take higher doses.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You had a migraine today?
Yeah, I had a migraine today. This is Pineapple Express.
when Danielle Faubert gives you pineapple express.
Can you explain?
I thought Sax Blaster was the best one, or the most known one.
Is that real, Sax Blaster?
That's what I heard.
I'm pretty sure Pabst Blue Ribbon is the best strain.
My favorite weed strain is Single Use Plastic.